Tyler Business Today welcomes Coy Weems, hearing instrument specialist for the Hearing Center at Eye Care Associates of East Texas. Hello, Coy.
Well, hello, George. Glad to be with you today.
Well, great to have you here. And we often see advertising for online hearing aids. Now, there are pros and cons and do's and don'ts, aren't there?
Yes, there are. Now, when you're talking about online hearing aid purchases, it's somewhat of a new concept, but it's been around for a while. You've seen those ads on TV about Lee Majors hearing aid. You can go online, eBay, places like that, and find hearing aids there. The one thing about online sales is you're losing that personal touch of somebody sitting right there with you, going through your hearing test and explaining the results and showing you what is the best option for your hearing. When you go on those online sales, you're taking a guess at what instrument's best for you. And sometimes that can be a good guess and you get it right the first time. A lot of times that's not necessarily so.
Now, there are some folks who have had hearing aids and have learned a few things, so would that be good to look at that as a possibility?
I tell everybody to look at all of your options out there. When you're looking at the online sales through websites and other venues that are out there that are offering hearing instruments, the thing that happens there is when you go online, you're essentially purchasing that hearing aid a la carte. And what I mean by that is you're just buying the instrument itself. You're not buying any of the service, the follow-ups, the tunings, and all of those kind of things. When you go to a hearing office, most of the time, when you purchase a hearing aid, you're purchasing tuning, servicing for the lifetime of the hearing instrument. When you buy the instrument a la carte, each time you go see the specialist, you're going to end up paying anywhere between $65 per ear all the way up to $100, depending upon what that office charges, each and every time that person touches the hearing aid. So you're going to end up paying more, in my estimation, going the a la carte route if you're someone who has difficulty in getting the hearing instrument tuned to your hearing loss.
So we always need to look at the bigger picture, not just the moment. At the moment, it may say, wow, I can look how much I could save at, you know, at first glance, but there is a bigger picture here.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that goes back to what I was saying just a moment ago. When it comes to someone who's having difficulty in getting the hearing aid adjusted to their hearing or having difficulty acclimating to the environment that's around them, that definitely comes into play. So, yes, looking at the bigger picture of the lifetime of the hearing aid, because a typical lifetime of a hearing aid is 5 to 6 years. Some of them last longer than that. Some of them last a little bit less than that. But on average, you've got about a 5 to 6 year lifetime on a hearing instrument. And if you're someone that needs to go see the specialist, just be conservative, 2 times every 2 months, you're going to end up spending quite a large amount of money over 5 years just to have that hearing aid service cleaned, adjusted, and all of the factors that go into setting up a hearing aid for an individual.
Well, thank you so much, Coy, for joining us on Tyler Business Today.
You're welcome. You're welcome, George. Just remember, your hearing is just as important to you as anything else that goes on with your physical health.